What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Time for a lockdown podcast.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Probably should have organised webcams and stuff like that. This honestly, like, yeah, I know.
I mean, I'm gonna get my dick out as soon as we have webcams. I'm showing you my dick.
I'm taking a screenshot and I'm gonna use it to blackmail you.
That's cool. We can do that.
Yeah.
It's called white mail if it's a white dick.
White mail you. Okay. I see how it is. Yeah. I did have a couple of talking points, but fucking... Yeah, let's just get into it. I've got a couple of things to talk about.
Right.
So I want your opinion on, like, open micers sort of early on, like, probably even our level, like, 2-3 years in. Like, what's your opinion on people who just start, who put their bits up online?
Terrible idea.
Yeah.
Why? Who did that?
I don't think we've ever put our bits up online.
I put up a set, like, way, way back.
Yeah. Pretty sure. You regret it now?
Oh, yeah. I suppose
you probably don't think about it. But, yeah, if you went back and watched that now.
Oh, yeah. Awful.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I've avoided it the entire time. I'm like, and we keep talking about it. Like we'll mention, oh, fuck, we should put it up on How to Not Comedy or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe, and it'd be painful. I don't know if we brought it up on the podcast before. Maybe we could listen to one of our old sets and just critique the shit out of it. Just,
Ben's got it'd one be up. Hard. Ben's got one at the Stag and Hunter.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at it right
Ben's
now.
Ben's killing.
Oh, yeah, he's probably absolutely crushing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you never know. Like, you look back at that and it might be completely different to all the stuff that you're doing now. Because he's sort of gone trying to do more, like, I wouldn't say safe comedy, but clean comedy.
He's getting a bit cleaner, yeah. Yeah.
So if you have, like, that sort of older stuff which is rough as fuck and it's out there and you sort of want to change your image, a bit hard to do once it's already out, if that's what you're going to do, but...
Yeah. I just think, like, your recorded sets, let's say you record even your best sets, like, they're still not that good. It's still not, like, A, we're not very good as comics at this level. We just aren't. And two, you're watching it in video form online on Facebook or whatever, and they're only probably getting... I don't know, 10% of the experience that they would feel actually at a show listening to those jokes. So not only are you burning, like, if you've got a good set and you want friends to come and see and come and watch you, you're kind of burning the experience for them as well because they've seen those jokes, they'll know the punchline, it won't hit as hard. I genuinely tend to, if people were to ask me my opinion, I would say early on, don't put your sets up. Like, it's not.
Or put them up, but then don't invite your friends.
Yeah.
Tell them fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what we need.
Don't come to my shows.
Is people in the crowd.
No, I don't want people there. I hate it. People are like, oh, I'm going to come out and watch you. I'm like, yeah, how about fuck off?
Yeah, you don't want people you know there, especially for people from work.
I was at that party the other
weekend. Which is exactly what you did.
And they were like, oh, you should get on the mic. Like, they're like playing fucking doof music. They're like, oh, you should get on and do some comedy. I'm like,
oh my God.
How about fucking no? Like, that sounds like the worst
that is
idea.
Such a bad idea. Can you imagine being at a doof and being like, oh yeah, I'm going to do stand up now? Just 10 minutes of stand up.
Yeah, no. Bad idea.
No, bad idea.
Just probably turn the music off for a sec. Yeah.
I've got something to say.
No one wants to hear that.
No. No. That's, yeah. Any place where there's music playing, I don't feel like there's it's the place for comedy.
No.
Like, yeah. They have those comedy tents at some festivals in the States. Like, you'll go to a music festival and there'll be a comedy tent. Like, that which
sounds
makes
like fucking hell. I wouldn't want
to
do
it. It makes no sense to me. Like, why are you going to a music festival to watch comedy? Like,
there was didn't Milos run a gig like that out at some fucking festival? I don't know. I can't remember. I vaguely remember there being like a gig at a music festival, maybe.
Yeah. Bad idea. So, music festival gigs.
I'd do it. I'd do it if someone paid me to do it. Fuck yeah, I'd do it.
I'm not gonna
Not gonna do it at a 40th doof someone's birthday party for free.
Yeah.
Going through that pain for nothing. And just get a set out of it. Like, nah. Fuck that.
Yeah, nah, exactly. Oh yeah, I work with a dude. It's actually a nothing conversation, but I suppose I'm filling in time. I actually work with a dude who fucking qualified for the eating competition that you and I did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wasn't in it. He qualified, but he didn't turn up.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. He'd done half the battle. He did, like, the Rascal challenge. Said it was easy. So he would have been in for a chance, I reckon.
He's a skinny fella?
I don't know. I think he's big. I think he's just like big motherfucker. He's not like thin, skinny, or short, or like he's just a big dude, I think.
I'm not doing that again, hey, next year. No fucking way.
I'll do it if they pay.
Yeah, if they pay
me. Yeah. That's exactly what I'll say. Yeah, I'll be like, look, man, I want like $500 for the weekend.
Each,
because you're getting like, okay, you're getting someone to fucking MC your Australia's largest eating competition.
That's probably cheap, to be honest. Like,
very cheap, $1,000.
Yeah, an MC, what they're fucking like 200 for the night for a fucking 1 or 2 hour show. That was like days of it, man. It was fucking insane.
Yeah. Like, I was, like, tired by the end of it. I was fucking... Yeah.
Wrung out. Just, like... Yeah, just the stress of, like, going on and performing. It's fucked.
Yeah.
It was good, but fuck, yeah, no. Nah,
it was a great experience. Yeah, it was a great experience. I want money next time.
So is old mate from your work going in it next year?
I hope so. I'll be signing him up. I'll be like, oi, man, you need a... Especially if I'm hosting. If I'm hosting, we'll just get him up there.
Yeah.
But, I've been trying to write a heap more, as well. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, trying to write fucking heaps. Just heaps of gibberish, mostly. Like.
Any of it good?
Actually, no. No, not really. Anything that I've written that was good, I've performed, and it's either bombed or not bombed.
Oh, man, you should see my toe.
Is it munted?
Yeah, it's pretty bad, eh?
Yeah, you got that fucking... you got that disinfectant shit all over it?
Oh, I've been bathing it in that every day. Because apparently you can get sepsis in your foot, and it like gets into the bone. It's like a bad time.
Yeah, or just the bloodstream. Give you blood poisoning.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I'll put it in Discord for you, mate.
I don't want to look at it. Well, it doesn't interest
me. Give a fuck. It's content.
yeah. You want me to react? Oh, you're a piece of shit.
You will
put
look
it in
at
hashtag
it.
For the pod.
In the, yeah, okay.
Fuck, I forgot this.
There's fucking, some stuff in
we've
there.
Got a couple we got some stuff to talk about. Yeah.
All right, my toe's going in there. For the pod. It's not right. Like, there's something weird going on with it, but Fucking let me know what you think. It's just about to upload. Fucking internet.
Yeah.
Bloody Tony Abbott. Stupid cunt. Fucked us over.
He fucking really did, eh?
He did. Big time.
They fucked it. Oh, that's actually not too bad. Like, it looks manky and you got, like, weird shit coming out. But
yeah, no, like... I don't know what that is. Like, that's growing out of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, okay. I thought that just was something that you just captured that just...
No, it looks like... That's stuck.
It looks like the skin under your nail is prolapsed.
Yeah.
And is, like, now pushing out. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Do yourself a favour. Open original and zoom in.
Oh, I've done that. Yeah. I've done that. It's awful.
Yeah.
It's like, if you've got to say any part of you looks like it is prolapsing, it's not a good time.
Yeah. It looks like a prolapse, doesn't it? Like a toe prolapse.
Yeah. A toe lapse, if you will. Ah! Play on words. That's how you bomb.
Yep.
That's how you bomb.
Oh man!
Oh man! What's this stand-up comedy special written entirely by bots? That's
three minutes
of filler right there. Oh man, that's a good 3 minutes we could steal from someone else.
Did you see the fucking Pakistani meme? Got 1,000 lashes for masturbating to drawings of Muhammad.
Only 1,000.
That was my punchline.
Really?
Yeah, remember I was doing the joke about how in Australia you're not allowed to import Japanese porn because of their cartoons of, like, little girls, and so they're like, it's pedophilia. But in Australia, we also, like, love drawing Muhammad. We're, like, allowed to draw him, that's fine. So, and he's just a cartoon. So where do you draw the line at cartoons? Either they're all right or they're not.
Yeah.
It bombed. And it was like, I was like, so my workaround is I just masturbate to pictures of Muhammad.
Yeah.
And
then
I see this news story, 21-year-old Pakistani man gets 1,000 lashes this week for anti-Islamic behavior, blasphemy, and idolatry after allegedly masturbating to drawing of the Prophet Muhammad. So you must have fucking heard my bit.
The crazy thing is, right, look at the shading work around the face of Muhammad.
It's not like that. It's not that. It could be any Arabic person.
Yeah, like it really could be any Arabic person. That's what I mean. Like, is what was the sentence if he's not jerking off to Muhammad? Why would you ever admit to that? Like, you're just like, I'm gay. And that's my friend.
It's actually, he's mate.
Patrick.
But I'm pretty sure it's worse punishment there if you're gay.
Yeah. They're like, we'll whip you 1,000 times if it's Muhammad, but we'll fucking throw you off a 10-story building if it's your mate, Peter.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, it's Muhammad.
It's Muhammad, that drawing that I drew. looks incredibly like my mate from down the street.
Yeah. I feel like every dude in that room, like, he's sitting there giving them the fuck eyes as they've caught him, and they're like, it can't be any of us. It can't be. It looks just like us, but it's Muhammad.
Yeah.
It is Muhammad. He does kind of look like a dude who jerk off to Muhammad. Like, that's also a thing that you're looking in that dude, you're like, he kind of looks like... Like, he shouldn't surprise anyone around him.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But 1,000 lashes, like, that is a lot.
Yeah, that's crazy. Probably like, that's like a death sentence, isn't it?
I feel like it might.
After 1,000.
Yeah. I don't know. Do they take into account, like, how much blood you lose and stuff with the lashes? Like, don't know.
Break it down over a few days. Just have one day for the next 1,000 days. Just fuck. The next couple of years is going to suck, but at least I won't die.
You start your day off with a lashing.
Just whack. on the back. I don't even need a shower to wake me up.
And you'd get to know the dude who's hitting you too. You'd get to know him. So you're like, oh man, can you take it easier today? Yesterday was a bit rough.
He's like, look, I don't want to be here either. I had a big night.
He's like, dude, I'm hungover as fuck right now.
But if I don't whip you properly, they whip me, so.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Another thing I wanted to discuss, I saw a post in the Sydney open mic thing. It was, you've got to be vaccinated to perform.
I saw this.
Yeah. Did you see the fucking freakouts in the comment section?
Oh, that was going to happen, yeah. I was...
Yeah.
I was pretty sure that...
I was 100% sure. Yeah,
sure that's what was the point of the post, was to stir shit.
That's what I'm thinking as well. Because she didn't outright say it, but she definitely, at the end of it, she's like, all right, I've got some good material, guys. All good.
Yeah.
But
it was Steph Broadbridge posted that all the open micers have got together. All the room runners have got together.
Yeah.
When are they all going to get together? But anyway, they all decided that you need to be vaccinated. You need proof of vaccination before you perform. Like, how?
The best.
If you just take a second, like 1 second to think about that.
I know.
And be like, how are they going to check? Like, this is ridiculous. You'd realize it was a troll and a fucking fantastic one at that.
It was good, especially when she started posting. She's like, I'm just out here protecting women because COVID kills more women, and then posted some ridiculous graph.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was so good.
I would love to argue that, just to have that argument. It would be fun, a fun argument to have.
Mm.
Just to make up some shit.
Just cite false stats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could even do that half the time. I go fucking hard on opinions that I think are right and then very quickly find out are wrong.
So, yeah. No, you're good at that.
That's what I'm trying to write a bit on at the moment is like, is exactly that. When I just go like hard on something and I'm so, so wrong. Oh, there's something there. I've just got to...
You should open, like, say something as, like, so matter-of-factly and just be like, do you believe that shit? And then if everyone's like, you'd be like, well, I did too, but it's just fucking bullshit.
Made up.
Yeah, it was made up.
Like, you want to know who wanted to... Do you want to know who made it up? They're like, who? Me?
Yeah.
I made it up.
Yeah. I made it up. Fucking... That's what I do. I just make shit up.
I just make shit up in my head.
That's what suits my argument at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Not even that. I'll suit an argument to meet how I perceive something. So, like go into the backburning debacle. When I saw all those trees burnt the way they were, and then I saw the green leaves at the top of the trees, I just assumed that it had been a light shrub fire.
Yeah.
And the way I explained that was exactly that. Like, that's exactly what I told you. And then you've gone, well, that kind of makes sense. All right, no worries. And then you Googled it and you're like, oh, no, it turns out it was a fucking huge fire that nearly wiped out half the Central Coast. I'm like, but for those 30 seconds, the argument I'd made sounded plausible.
Yeah.
And
That's all you need to trick people into believing you.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just sounds right. Like,
yeah, oh, it sounds it sounds all right.
What I want to know is why did you need to do that in your head?
Like, don't know. Don't know. Yeah, don't know. Don't know why I do it all the time. I don't know. It's just the thing I do. It's my special type of special. That's the autism coming out in me, I think. But, yeah, so I'm trying to write a bit on that, like that fucking little quirk about me, because I can guarantee you there's a lot of people out there who do it. Who probably don't realize it either. maybe
everybody does it.
Everyone does it.
Everybody does it.
Yeah.
It's your brain does it to fucking, it's like a survival mechanism.
Yeah, you've got to find reasons behind things.
Yeah, otherwise you go fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know anything. And you just be a mess in the corner, just being like, oh, I can't even get up and move today because...
And someone's like, why? You're like, I don't know.
I don't know what will happen. None of us do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking oath. Ah, oh, so, yeah, trying to write a bit on that. And it's interesting. But most of these premises are coming about when I'm inebriated. You know, relaxing of a weekend. So,
all the time.
Some of these ideas, they sound great at the time, but fuck me, I get back to them and then I'm like, oh, god damn it.
Like, yeah, that was like my joke that I did the other night at the Stag about the fucking, the baby.
Yeah, the first half of that joke was good though. We were talking about it afterwards. The first half of that joke was fucking great. I don't know if it was just me. I like seeing wild shit on stage, so maybe it was just me really enjoying it, but I felt like it was getting big laughs.
Yeah, I got it recorded. I can have a listen back and see what's going on. I've got nothing else to do. Fucking lockdown.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be at work, eh? Like, I don't know if it's really essential that people have their caravans repaired. It's essential that I'm able to pay the rent, though, so I'm going to work.
Yeah, I feel like until someone says no.
Yeah, well, that's the thing with half of these fucking laws. They're so... Well, they're not even really laws. They're just, like, guidelines.
Yeah.
Suggestions, I guess. But, yeah, it's fucking weird, because... I don't know. There's, like... The way I read into it was just like, yeah, it's all right. Like, it's kind of like construction on a house that's, like, got no one in it. So it's kind of like renovations, and they're allowed to be done at the moment. So I'm like, yeah, well, I guess a caravan's kind of like a uninhabited dwelling in a way.
You have to prove it's someone's primary residence.
No, it's not primary.
I know.
Oh, but, yeah, some people are.
That could be... Yeah, exactly. And that's how you could make that argument. It's like, oh, I'm just renovating my house. Like, you let Chippies go to work, I can go to work. And it's like, okay, well, is it actually your house or is it just something you use 3 months out of the year?
Yeah.
If that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's one of those things.
Today I was like, I had a freak out. So I've been up to Charlestown Square. And it's like a fucking COVID hotspot up there.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, I just wore the fucking mask. And I use my hand sanitizer and shit. But when I was checking on the health website today, and it's like, oh, anyone that's been to like these locations, you're like a casual contact. You need to go get tested. And I was like, fuck. So I like left work, went to go get tested, and I drove past the fucking test clinic at Warners Bay, and it's like backed up past the fucking dog track, like almost pretty much up to the bypass.
Yeah,
it's fucking insane. I'm like, well, I'm not going there, so I go home. And then it's like, oh, I look a bit more online. It's like, oh, only if you've been to certain stores. And like some stores, it's like casual contact. And some stores, it's fucking close contact. So depending on which store you went to, depends on what you have to do. And it's like, some of them are really close to each other. It's like, if you went to this shop, you have to lock down for 2 weeks. If you went to this shop, you got to stay at home for 5 days and get a test, and if you clear, then you're good. Mm. Like, it's all in the one fucking shopping center with the air circulating in there, like the aircon. It's an airborne virus. Like, yeah, we have masks on, but it just seems insane to me that it's like up 100%. Here, it's like, oh, just fucking whatever. Like, down in Melbourne, if you'd been to like a Westfield or something and there was COVID in like one of the shops, like everyone that had been to that Westfield had to go get tested.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck's going on with that shit. I don't know.
I think it's just the government going, if we turn businesses against us during this period and we fuck them over, come election time, I'm going to find it really hard to get donations.
Mm.
Probably a bit of that going on. And the fucking rest of it. It's all a joke. It's all a fucking joke. Like... The government doesn't, like, fucking reward people who've been who've been fucking good. Like, it's just punishing the people who've been good. Newcastle's been fucking... I don't even want to get into it, really. Let's just not talk about it.
Yeah.
But it's just... Yeah. And the thing is, I don't have a better solution. I really don't. I honestly don't. Because you're fucked if you don't lock down. And you're fucked if you do lock down.
Yeah.
It's like the government's in an impossible situation. Like, we're stuck in the middle of an impossible situation. The reason I don't like it is not because I'm afraid of what's going to happen now with the powers that the government's giving themselves. I'm afraid what the next government or the government after that is going to do with those powers.
Yeah.
No one's having the conversation about, all right, yep, cool. Once a certain part of the population is fucking vaccinated or whatever, we're going to roll back our powers to be able to shut down the country. Exactly. And no one's having that conversation. And to me, I'm seeing it. I'm like, that's a worrying trend. Yeah. Like, it's a really fucking worrying trend. And Australia is a Western nation, and we're lucky that we've already always had, like, relative freedom. Like, relative freedom to do whatever the fuck we want, go wherever we want. And now it's taken away and everyone's upset about it. And it's like, yeah, cool. So we should be doing stuff to stop it from happening again. Like,
yeah, but that's what the fucking idiots are out protesting in the streets about, wearing masks and shit.
But they're protesting
it's like the wrong thing.
But yeah, I get what it is the wrong thing.
They're coming from a place of not liking being told what to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've set this precedent that you've given them the power to, like, stop you protesting now.
Yep. Yep.
And now when it goes away, if it's still there, then yeah. That's when you do it. That's when you have the protest after people are vaccinated.
Yep.
And then if those laws are still there, then you go, all right, we need to protest to get these laws changed. But people won't give a fuck because it'll be like the same thing as it always is. It's like last week's news. And it's not something that's like a problem right then and there. They're like, oh, as long as I can fucking drink piss on the weekend and fucking do whatever, it's like, I'm not going to protest it. It's like, there should be fucking protests all the time about what you're not allowed to do. But no one ever does it because it doesn't bother them personally.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that the government's got that power over me. And I don't like the fact that there's the potential for thousands of people to die from COVID. I don't like that either.
No.
And, like, I watched a thing today about, do you remember the fucking Beirut explosion that happened back in
August
2020?
The shit piled up there.
Yeah. And, like, in a fucking 600-meter radius or whatever the fuck it was, like, or a kilometer radius, the entire city was just destroyed from this thing. And they were saying that because of that, COVID didn't hit them as hard as possible as it would, because a lot of the city was shut down. He said, "Yeah, we lost
a giant fucking hole in the center."
Yeah, exactly. He goes, "But there was 200 people who died in that explosion," and he goes, "And the silver lining is there was the potential for thousands to die from COVID." So, like, as horrific as it was, this dude found the positive in it, and I was like, "Fuck, that's crazy." What's your uncle?
Nah, fucking. I haven't seen any updates from him.
No updates so far. Yeah, fuck. I've seen a few people. They've gone hard on the social media the last few days, last few weeks even.
His one girlfriend had the COVID jab. It didn't go well. It's a blow-up doll. It's deflated. That's pretty good.
That is pretty clever. Yeah, fuck. So, yeah. Raw got cancelled as well.
Yeah.
Fucking obviously, you knew about that, but
oh yeah,
some of the listeners at home.
What did Adam say? How did Raw go?
Yeah. Oh, man. I wasn't ready anyway.
No,
that was something that I signed up for.
Free card there, champ.
I did. I was nearly going to say, nah. I was nearly going to pull out. I was seriously considering it because I haven't had the sets. And I was like, no, what am I saying? Like, A, I'm not going to win. B, I'm not going to win. And C, I'm actually just doing it for a decent crowd. So as soon as I saw that tickets were sold out, I confirmed with them. I said, yeah, no, I'll definitely do a set. Like, there's going to be a crowd. It'll be all good.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I wasn't signed up because I was going to win. But yeah, it kind of sucks for the people who would have won. Like, there's a couple of people getting around Newcastle who I think had a really good shot at taking it out. And it's a pity for them.
Mm.
Like, it would have been cool to see, you know, a couple of those people go through and get to Sydney and have that journey. And it would be even cooler if we got another Newcastle comic to the finals as well. That would be fucking really awesome because I think Elliot's been the only one since. Was it Jason before him? The dude who MC'd our November gig.
I didn't know he did Raw.
Pretty sure he did, yeah. I could be talking out my ass there, but I thought that was one of these things.
Yeah, right.
He was a Raw finalist. Yes, and we are putting together initially plans for another November show in November this year as well.
Yeah, that'll be sick.
So, yeah, Eddie and I were talking about it. Suppose I could put it out there now. But yeah, so be putting together a charity show for that. Probably start looking for MCs soon. But again, it all comes down to fucking what's going on with COVID and stuff. That's the big one. I guess we'll find out this Thursday whether or not we're going to be shut down for another week. But from what you're saying, like Charlestown being just fucking chaos.
Yeah, we'll have to see. That fucking Tesla was backed up around the corner today, so I'm sure they'll have some news pretty soon about how many people have fucking got it.
Yeah.
And how much shit we're in for. So that'll be coming out in the next couple of days.
Yep.
Supposed to open up Thursday, so we will fucking see. I just got to make sure that I at least cancel my snow trip a week in advance to get my money back.
Yeah. When were you planning on going?
End of August. That's the 9th, so.
It's been a fucking wild snow year this year, too.
Oh, I'd be so sick if I could get down there. There'd be fucking no one.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I saw a thing online. It was like, there's like next to no one here. There was car parks in the car park.
Yeah.
That's what I remember seeing. I was like, holy shit. And I was selling on the snow deals for like fucking half price or some shit.
Yeah.
Something wacky like that. Man, that'd be awesome. That's the one reason I need to lose weight so I can snowboard.
The one reason. Not diabetes. Losing a foot. Just.
Yeah. Diabetes is caused by crazy, crazy sugar intake. I'm not too bad with the sugar. It's more just the fucking portion sizes for me. But that being said, I demolished a bag of gummy bears last night.
Yeah, I was going to say. Fucking, how many carbohydrates do you eat?
The carbohydrates is the big one.
Yeah, well, that's sugar.
That's the real big one.
That's fucking.
No, carbohydrates gets turned into sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
I know. I know. And alcohol's a bad as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the carbs, mate. You should do that fucking diet the parents did. That was it the keto diet or whatever?
Keto?
No carb.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Dude, getting through the no carb diet is like, getting used to it is probably hell on earth.
Oh, like, you can't give up sugar. Sugar's so fucking addictive.
Oh, not just, yeah. Yeah, sugar and carbohydrates is crazy.
Yeah, and you still need some carbs. Like, you can't have none.
Yeah, just like they're in complex fucking carbohydrates. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like that's there's ways to do it.
Fuck, they lost some weight when they went on that.
Mm.
Like that shit, I've seen it work firsthand. Like my dad looked fucking gaunt. Like he looked like he'd come out of a German fucking internment camp. Skin's all flabby and shit. He had loose skin on his face. I'm just like, this is fucking weird. Like,
yeah. I remember that when your dad lost a bunch of weight. I remember that he fucking aged overnight. It was crazy.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they were doing. They weren't eating carbs.
Yeah,
and I was doing it too because I was fucking living at home. So I'm just like, oh,
you had no choice.
Yeah,
yeah.
Said I'd eat bread for breakfast. I'm like, fuck, I need some sustenance because I was doing like manual labor at work. So I'm like, I need something.
Yeah, no, you should have been eating pasta for breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that diet's fucking wild, man.
Yeah. No, I don't want to do it. It just doesn't... I fucking enjoy myself too much. I love food.
I love being fat. That's sick.
It's 3/4 of my fucking...
set.
My
set. You can't lose weight now, can you?
Oh, it's killing me. I'm like, every time I'm like talking about, I'm a hack. I'm like a fat dude who makes fat jokes at his own expense. I'm like, fucking people haven't seen that before. Oh, I can't write some better jokes.
Yeah.
Just that internal monologue in my head.
That's how I feel about doing the fat jokes about you now. I mean, it's still fun, but it's like, I'm kind of getting bored with it.
There's really low hanging fruit, man. You got to get creative. If you're going to get me with a good fat joke, it's got to be, like, out there. It's got to be fucking so... I can't see it coming. Because I can fucking see them coming.
Yeah.
I can write a fat joke and make fun of fat people with the best of them. That's what I do. It's the one thing I do well.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my fucking internal monologue as opposed to my... in reference to my jokes at the moment.
Yeah.
I'm trying to write a joke about you might have remembered this. This is how crazy. This is how long it's been since we've had a podcast. There was a party in George Street where a bunch of people just like were having an office party just in the middle of the day and the police found out.
Yeah.
George Street in Sydney. Yeah. They were doing a press conference about it. And the dude's like, oh, it was, you know, it's exactly the sort of thing you don't want to see in the middle of a pandemic. There was, you know, there was 12 people there. There was drinks, you know, dancing. There was cake.
It's trying to say things angry.
Yeah, he's just like, and I'm just sitting there, I'm like, honestly, sounds like a good party. And then at the very end of it, he goes, there was someone passed out on the ground. I'm like,
that was a good
fucking
party.
Let him go. That was a good party. Let him go. They don't deserve fucking things. Fuck, man. And I was like, trying to turn it in. I'm like, God damn, that sounds like a good time. Cake? Fuck, I love cake. It's my jam. Yeah, so I wrote another one. Oh, have you got any jokes you wanted to throw out there?
Nah, not really.
None.
I just heard on the radio this morning about that fucking horse in the Olympics that refused to jump. Fuck, that was good. she was coming first. She was in like gold, and it's just like gets to the final and the horse is just like, nah. Fuck you. Oh, so good.
And you can't react how you'd want to react in that moment.
No,
as an animal.
Someone punched the horse in the ass or something like that.
Oh, and I bet the internet went nuts.
Yeah, they were not happy.
But, yeah.
I mean, the problem is they don't fucking give the horse the medal. That's the fucking problem.
That's what the horse is thinking? Yeah. I don't even get the medal.
Yeah. It's like, I've been doing this for years. Never get a fucking medal.
Yeah.
This bitch is on the podium every time. Oh, fuck her.
What he doesn't realise, right, he or she, is if he won a gold medal, they'd put them in a fucking harem surrounded by lots of other horses. Who am I kidding? They'd hook it up to a fuck machine. That's what they'd do, and they'd just milk it every day. They probably did the right thing, not jumping through, getting that gold medal. Now it won't have to get studded out. It can just go straight to the glue factory.
Awesome. That's nice to think about.
Yeah, let's just... Yeah. Well, what are you going to do with a horse that won't jump?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Fucking what good's a horse that won't jump?
I don't know. I like his attitude.
Look, I'm behind the horse. I think they should start a stud farm for stubborn jumping horses.
I wanna make a prank phone call to White Lady Funerals.
Why?
I just wanna like I don't know, what's like a black woman name?
Shaniqua.
Not Shaniqua. That's like the number one
black lady name. Yes.
Or Shanice, or like
Shanice. Doniqua. Monique.
Ania. Destiny.
Oh, Destiny is a good one.
Or do we go on Rihanna?
Ebony.
Yeah, Ebony. Ebony's a good one.
Yeah, but... Shanice. I'm just looking up popular black women names. All right, okay. I'm not being racist. Yeah.
Nia. Straight off the internet.
That's yeah.
Bill Burr's Deja. Wife, isn't it? Nia.
Yeah, the lovely Nia. Yeah, Diamond.
It's
unisex.
Let's go with one of those names. And call up White Lady Funerals.
Shanice. Yeah. I like Shanice.
And then go like, yeah, it's for my it's for my client. And then when the White Lady Funerals, yeah, for Shanice. I'll do a booking for Shanice and her 50 relatives that will be coming to this funeral. I want you to play Grandmaster Flash. You guys play NWA, Public Enemy. What type of food do you serve? I'm not going to say it, but it might be fried.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Just see if they cater for that type of thing at White Lady Funerals.
Yeah,
are they just at the end of the call, just be like, "So you do black women? You do funerals for black women?" I don't know. It's just a weird name, White Lady Funerals.
It really is. I've never considered it. I've never considered it before. But yeah, you're right. White Lady Funerals.
Yeah. I just want to know whether
we used White Lady Funerals, and my grandmother was a white lady.
I was gonna say, not for your dad, was it?
No.
Turns out he was trans. I wonder if they'll do trans.
Yeah, I guess so. There's no reason
what's
why
their name?
Not.
Steve.
Man, I've...
Just call them up.
Yeah, okay.
Do you do funerals for men who identify as women?
I don't think they care. They're like, we've seen enough dead people that nothing really matters.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, I always wonder, like, Do you reckon I could do that job? You reckon I could work at a funeral home? People, how long do I have to work at a funeral home until someone accuses me of fucking dead people?
Oh, like 5 minutes for you.
Walk straight in the front door. They're like, no. We've seen you, your kind around here before.
I'm on the website for white lady funerals. Got to say, not much diversity.
Not a lot of people of colours. No POCs.
Old white ladies in white.
Yeah.
Well, I don't help and advice. There's someone of colour. They look to be maybe Indian or around that area. Maybe Pakistani. Yeah. Who knows? That's a diversity hire. That's a diversity shot right there. Like, we need one.
I don't think it was a diversity hire. They're probably wondering why no black people like sign up for that.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, what is it about this place that only white people apply for this job? Like, we haven't had a single like Aboriginal person attempt to get a job at white lady funerals.
Our female funeral directors are a caring, compassionate, and dedicated team of professionals who take pride in our reputation of providing superior quality funeral services and memorial services to families of all cultural and religious backgrounds.
Not just white ladies?
No, but apparently the female funeral directors, I think they're just white. I mean, would you be upset if you hired white lady funerals and someone of colour turns up to direct your funeral? You'd be like, hey, it's fucking false advertising. You said, wow. Clearly, white lady, it's in your name.
I'm not saying that you'd be upset by that, but you're saying if that's what you signed up for and you didn't get it, ooh,
I mean,
you'd be mad.
I personally wouldn't care, but there's some out there that, mate.
There's some people out there who would, that would be a big problem for them.
Yeah, they're just like, why do we keep getting racists hiring us? I don't understand.
The dude who does the makeup for the cadavers is like, I swear to God, if I've got to make up over another swastika this week, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, dear.
Love anyway, it.
I'll give them a call at some point.
Yeah, give it a go.
The other thing I've been doing is when people call up my work, Indian people have been calling my work saying that they need to like test the broadband speed or some shit. It's like a scam. Yeah. And I've been telling them that I'll get our internet technician. We have an internet technician at our work, and his name's Pajit. I'm like, hey, I'll just go get Pajit for you. And they're like, oh, hello. Hello, how are you? You want to test the internet speed?
You're a piece of shit.
Please.
What, just because they're trying to steal from you doesn't make what you're doing.
No, it doesn't. But it's fun. And gets them to hang up 100% of the time. We haven't had a call in a while from them.
Every
time I get one, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Too bad if your boss is like Logitech with Telstra. It's like the internet was blown up. Telstra just there trying to call in.
Yeah.
You're just a racist motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's a lot of fun.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. You got some problems, buddy.
Yeah, well.
It is. It is funny, though.
I have one less problem, and that's fucking Indians calling up trying to test our internet speed.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'm glad I know. Oh, man. If I started getting fucking calls from telemarketers at work.
Yeah. We were at waiting for the stag the other night, and someone called me. It was like Denmark came up as the caller ID. I was like, what the fuck? And I answered it. And I was like, oh, how's it going in Denmark? And they're like, no, I'm from Germany. It's a chick from Germany asking me about stock investment or some shit. I'm like, oh, God. Yeah. And I was like, I just buy Bitcoins. Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm a Bitcoin millionaire.
No. You said to her, no, I buy Bitcoin. I don't invest in the stock market. Duh.
That was really worth it. I'm glad you interrupted me for that.
Because all Bitcoins are investors.
That was really good, bro.
My bad. You miss everyone you don't take. Jesus anyway, Christ. Continue.
Anyway, I'm like, I'm going to put my financial advisor on the phone. And I'm like, thought it'd be funny to like hand my phone to Wilson and have him just be like, huh? What? But then Maddie sees me going to hand it to him. And Maddie just grabs my phone and goes, shalom. And she's doing this like a Jewish accent. It was so funny. She's like, what do you mean, you people? This chick on the phone is like, I don't know how to talk to you people. What do you mean, you people? Oh, so it was going on for a bit. That was fucking, it was a good time. Anyway.
Ah, that is funny.
Probably entertained them for a fucking little bit.
Cold calls from Germany. That's insane. Like, do you reckon they're actually in Germany, or did she sound German?
Yeah, she sounded, I don't know, it's hard to tell.
They're all just broads, they all sound the same.
Who knows, could be doing an accent. I mean, fucking Pajit at my work, you wouldn't believe that he's white.
trying to write a joke on like how I don't ever want to go to couples counselling.
Wow.
Because the way that would work out would just be...
You just get shit on.
I think sitcoms have done it though. So I'm probably just stealing an idea that's already done. Been done.
Yep.
That's about all the jokes I've got. How much time?
It's all right, mate. You're not the first person in history to get divorced. I'm sure there's other people out there.
I'm sure. Yeah, that's what I want to bring up, is like awful memories for people. Probably not the best premise for a joke.
Yeah.
Do you remember that fucking horrific process you went through right before you divorced and ruined your life? Let's laugh and joke about that.
Yeah, I don't want to go through that. How about that?
Yeah.
Will I do anything about it? Better myself as a person? No. But I don't want to go through it.
Nah, fuck that. Not worth it.
Nah. Not worth it.
Not worth it. Tanya listens to this podcast, so Tanya, it's not worth it. Just leave me. Just dump me.
I'll not go to the
kids. I'm a lost cause. Just divorce me now. And she's going to go, oh my God, he's referencing me on the podcast.
Yeah, they now, like it when come, you talk come about it.
Yeah, now come suck my dick right now, Tanya. Right now, pause the podcast. Come suck my dick. See, that's how you get a good head job.
Oh man, that's pretty hot.
Man, I just did future me a fucking favor.
I'm filling up.
Oh, future me. Oh man, I'm gonna be so happy with myself. You know what she's actually gonna do? She's gonna walk to my door. She's gonna go, Mitch, I just listened to the podcast. I'm gonna go, yeah, what did you think? You go, really? She's gonna go, really? Mm-hmm. Yep. Nice. And she's gonna walk away.
Yeah, sweet.
She won't actually come suck my dick.
Oh,
yeah, that'd be
probably try, but you'd be like, I'm playing my games.
I'll probably be working while she's doing it in the middle of a meeting at work on a Zoom call. Oh, so funny. Imagine if that was the reason I lost my job, getting head middle of a meeting.
I've been getting head this whole podcast. It's wild.
Gross.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Nope.
People still bring that up to us.
Oh, it's one of the best bits.
Ah. So glad I had to sit. No, I'm not.
Well.
People ring, like, they'll call, like, Wilson the other night. He's like, dude, did he actually? I'm like, yeah. It's like, you knew we're there? Yeah. And the conversation always goes like that. Did he actually? Yep. I don't even need to finish the sentence. I know. I know what they're about to say before they say it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's always one of two answers, like one of two questions. That was weird. Why didn't you just leave? And the other one, which is, why didn't you join in?
Yeah, pussy.
Fucking. Yeah, I know. Missed my chance.
Oh, well.
Missed my chance to get my dick sucked by Ethan.
You can suck my dick directly on the podcast next time after lockdown. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, no. No, not happening.
Yeah, well.
You're just not my type. Sorry, mate. You're just not my type. We have to do... You just start crying. You're like... Oh, man.
I'm checking.
Who'd have thought it? The fat dude turns the skinny one down.
Always happens, mate.
Oh, mate, that's how it works. That's the name of the podcast. The fat one turns the skinny one down. People are going to get to the end, and that's all it was. Motherfucker.
Got yeah. It. Every time.
Yeah.
It's never,
they get to the end.
It's never good.
Yeah.
The episode title's never... always shit.
Yeah. It's always awful. Yeah. I've come up with it in the middle of the episode. Although that was some feedback that I got the other night as well. Just, do you always come up with the name of the podcast in the show? I'm trying my best.
We should make it more like clickbaity so it seems like a good episode. But it's not.
Oh, you won't believe why the fat dude turned the skinny one down.
Yeah. 10
yeah,
reasons
something like that.
Why Mitch will never lose weight. We should do that on stage. Countdowns. People love a good countdown.
Oh, man, they do, don't they? A countdown with a callback.
Yep.
Oh, mate.
Fucking Chaz was crying this morning because she had a dream that I died in a car crash. It's fucking pretty weird. Yeah. I was very on my toes on the way to work, on the drive to work. I was
like, So she might be psychic. Like, there's the off chance that she might be psychic, so you had to watch yourself.
She's definitely spastic, but I don't know about psychic.
Well, I didn't want to say anything, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that is fucking crazy. Oh, man. She'd be in the money if you died.
It's always fucking either you die or you fucking cheated on them.
Yeah. I suppose those are the two reasons why a relationship would end if the woman doesn't think there's any other issues. Like, if they believe there's nothing wrong in the relationship, well, then there's the only two reasons why it'd end.
Yeah, that's why she's having dreams about me dying. Not some deep-seated subconscious hatred.
Yeah, it's because she doesn't believe you're going to leave any other way.
No.
She knows.
She's just... Yeah.
Is that how you took it? Like, it's a deep-seated hatred? She secretly wants you to die?
She doesn't know that she wants me to die, but, you know, subconsciously.
Yeah, maybe there's something to that.
What had happened?
Yeah, maybe. Did part of the dream also involve a insurance payout?
Yeah, that was the,
She's like, you died, and then I got like $700,000 in cash, tax free, and it was pretty good. It was actually not a bad life. You know, I met someone else.
Are you uploading fucking porno pictures in the middle of the fucking podcast?
Are you uploading memes in the middle of the podcast?
Yeah, I just did. Yeah,
I just did. Look at her nipple. It's all, like, weird and twisted.
Oh, I can't see it.
On the left-hand side there. It literally looks like a, like someone gave her a crazy nipple twister, but then it never untwisted.
Yeah.
Well.
Thanks for that, Tanya.
Well,
anyway, let's fucking call the pod. Yeah, that's about an hour, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm about to come, so.
That's gross.
I feel like it's weird if I do it while you're here.
Yeah. Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, I've been keeping busy the last 15 minutes, so.
That is gross.
The joys of doing a podcast.
At home with no pants on.
Yeah. Fuck, my ass is cold, though.
That is weird. You're a strange man. Weird little Jew person.
I'm hard. Hard as a rock.
Yeah.
That's the name of this episode. Hard as a rock.
10 reasons why he's hard as a rock.
Just you 10 times, mate. You little fucker.
Yeah, that gif of me dancing on stage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I'd have made that. People love that. People loved it.
Did that go up fucking in the clap?
Yeah. Yeah, fucking nice. Oath. I loved it. It's fucking... We're actually getting, like, a few likes a day now.
Yeah, people keep liking it. Like, the less work we do, the more it seems like people have been liking it. Like, maybe we should put out some content. Nah, fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it.
I'll upload a picture of my toe. How about that?
Yeah.
That's about all I've got going on.
We haven't even, like, uploaded. Like, we haven't... I don't do anything on social media.
Hmm.
Yeah, we haven't even uploaded the episodes in ages.
Well, I was up to date, and then Tyler edited two the other day. So...
Oh, okay.
Gotta do them once. Well, you're moving house, mate. We've got a lot going on.
You have got a lot going on. I'm looking forward to the new studio that you're going to set up in your spare bedroom.
Yeah, it's going to be sick.
Yeah. You can't have a studio at my place, because... VR. I got little fucking... I got anime girls to masturbate to in the middle of this room.
Oh, have you got onto it yet?
Nah. No, I haven't. I'm not really sure if I ever will. There's a...
You just don't want to cross that bridge? You're afraid you won't come back?
A little bit. A little bit, yeah.
No, well, like, fair enough.
Do you remember the time you started masturbating and you're like, oh man, that was pretty bad, like the shame afterwards, you're like, oh, I'll never do that again, and then 10 minutes later you're like doing it again? That's the way I feel about VR.
Yeah, fair enough.
Once you start, you can't stop. No, it'll just stay in hand.
You're gonna be up
for way too long.
You're gonna go all out. You're gonna hook up to one of those machines.
Oh dude, have you seen Ready Player One?
No.
There's a movie called Ready Player One. If you haven't seen it, it's basically a callback to all like 80s video games and stuff like that. But it's based in the future where VR is the primary way that people work and do everything. In the book, I read the book, there's an entire chapter dedicated to his weird phase where he gets fuck robots and just lives in VR having sex with these robots.
Yeah, that's where you're headed, mate, with that shit.
it's where it's gone. It's already there with, like, the internet. There's people with those setups, 100%. Like, no, not for me.
Have you seen this thing? Where is it? It's the fucking VR Japanese sex suit. Of course it's Japanese.
Dude.
That's going to be you.
I don't think so.
The White Power Ranger. No, you're right. You won't fit in the suit.
I'm sure there'd be more suits of my size than yours. I can guarantee that much. I don't think I'll have any trouble finding a fucking sex suit. I guarantee they make them for people my size.
In Japan... Nah, there's tall people. Yeah. There's more tall people than fat people in Japan.
Yeah.
I have no idea whether that's true or not. I just made it up, but it sounds about right.
Probably. Probably. But I think the fat people in Japan are the ones who are sued, not the tall people.
Yeah. Well, they get shamed pretty hard over there.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Well, there's that one part of Japan where you can... And the rest of Japan's like, fuck off.
Yeah. Oh, you're starting to lag out anyway. And I've got video games to play.
All right, I'll fucking catch you later.
Yeah,
good right. podcast.
Yep, that'll do. That's in the can.
Yep.
Yeah. Right, bye.